thanks for coming, tuning in. This is the Fantasy Hockey Podcast, to be named later. I'm your host, Alex, a.k.a. also named Yellow Swag. And joining me on the line is, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name's Dylan. And I am the reigning champion of the Fantasy Hockey League in the only season that mattered, which was last season.
I don't recall us playing a season last year, but that's okay.
I have the screenshots. I also have the tattoo on my ass.
Yeah. Very good at Photoshop, so that's okay. Yeah. So for those of us who don't know us,
wait, who do you think's listening to this?
Oh, just, you know, general fans. We are posting this, you know, on the internet, I suppose.
I honestly thought it was only going to the chat.
And even then, I don't know if anyone's going to listen to it. But with that said, we do have some pretty good content coming up. We're going to read the week 4 matchups where there's a lot of movement in the charts. Dylan will talk about his process behind the charts, and we'll talk a little bit of little hockey news with the Duchene trade. So let's get at it. So last week in the fantasy pool, really just stuff went as planned. Dylan, how do you think your matchup went? You lost 7-4 to Henrik and Morty.
I was quite pleased. At one point, my lead was my anti-lead, my deficit.
Called losing, but that's okay.
I just put everything in the function of a lead. So if I'm not winning, I'm anti-winning.
Okay.
Which is still just a type of winning.
Right.
At one point, I was down 10-1, and it wasn't looking too great. And then Besser got a hat trick and an assist, and it literally did nothing for me. So I was okay and glad to leave with a 7-4. I don't know. I barely even played 3 goalies last week.
Right. Now, a lot of people assign a lot of value to like the team chemistry of players and in their fantasy team. Do you subscribe to this theory where like random assortments of players somehow like mesh on people's fantasy teams?
Well, I mean, I do have Pastrnak and Marchand who play on the line together.
Teammates. What I'm saying is, let's just say, you know, Besser doesn't really, you know, pull his weight in your fantasy matchup. Do you think that, you know, Brandon Saad's going to look at that and be like, also look at Saad's stat line here. He has zeros across the board and then 10 shots on goal.
This has been my life. This has been my life since he scored 7 goals in his first 2 games.
Yeah.
He's been shooting a lot and literally doing nothing else. But I do believe that Brendan Saad looked at my team last week and said, "Hey, Besser, I got this." And then did shit all.
Ah,
okay. I do believe that happened.
On the other hand, I did win 8-3 in my matchup. Now, I will have to say the key factor that I think really helped me this week was the fact that I actually decided to dress my players. And
that's a big thing.
And what do you know? Really, I actually have a pretty sick roster headed up by, you know, Stamkos scoring a solid 3 goals, and I don't think any of my players ended up on the chart. But
I didn't add any players on the chart last week because Michael Delzato's news that he is a porn star addict trumped all of the who's hot. Actually, yeah. I guess I answered who's hot with Michael Delzato over and over and over again.
Right. And speaking of teams that maybe didn't do so well, the original worst team name in the league, Yolo Swag Swahili, lost a solid 8-4 to Justin, who also has a really terrible team name called Steven Stain. Now, if I can also set this, Justin also is in a fantasy football pool, and he's also last. So I don't know if fantasy is his strongest suit. I know he's great at other things.
He's also not very good at chats either.
Yes. So Justin, if you could chime in, maybe call in next week. Yeah. We'd love to hear more about, you know, your life, because, you know, clearly you have lots of things going on: fantasy hockey, fantasy football, our excellent group chat are not among your, you know, your focuses right now in life. So we'd love to, you know, just check in and just hear from you, you know? So, you know, Yolo Spike Swahili and Air Buddies, I think, are kind of guilty of in this kind of group of players, of people you just don't really play. When you make...
Well, I have a maybe we can talk about this choice by Yolo Spike Swahili. He chose not to dress any goalies last week. And if we go back to week three, when I played him, he chose the same strategy, and it didn't bode well for him in either weeks. How do you think that's going to play for him going forward?
I've heard that in order to get goalie stats, you need to have people, but like also, but I think, isn't there like punting categories? Isn't that a thing?
Wait, in our league?
Well, like, don't people like, they'll like, oh, I'll draft players that specifically get me, you know, goals or assists. So perhaps he's like punting all the goalie categories.
I think he's been mistaken in trying to get points in the backup goalie category. Where if he sits his goalies enough, then they may do something for him.
Right.
And I don't think that's ever going to work.
Two players on IR as well. So Nick, if you want to phone in next week, we can really. You know, Dylan is a trainer at his job, and he would love to show you how to use the Yahoo Fantasy website. He's really good at directing people, so they actually learn too. So maybe Nick, you can tune in, and we'll show you how to properly.
Yeah, so next week on the podcast, we have Nick too and Justin, who are going to call in with their strategies.
Right.
We get all thing or two.
Yes, exactly. I'm also in other hockey news. There was a big trade in the NHL this year. Was Matt Duchene getting traded for Kyle Turris? What was your gut reaction when you saw this trade, Dylan?
I didn't understand how Nashville was involved. And then on second look, I realized that Turris went to Nashville, and I was still confused. And then I read a couple of more articles, and I think I understand what happened now, but I'm still a little bit fuzzy on the details.
Right. Could you explain that? Can you make an analogy involving Canucks players, just so I can understand? Because I also just don't really pay attention to the NHL.
So what I think happened is that Blake Como got injured, and hid... Matt Duchene under his jersey as he skated off the ice. And then Duchene appeared in the third period wearing a suit with his bags packed, and then started the third period in Ottawa that night.
Wait, he played both games?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
That'd be crazy.
That's how I understand it. Here's an interesting tidbit, though. Kyle Turris's mom came into our store once, and I helped her set up her computer.
Right.
Have you ever seen somebody who, like, you can tell that they just got money?
No.
Does that make sense?
How do you tell?
Like, she had a brand new MacBook with a picture of herself sitting on her brand new Porsche as her background.
Oh, my gosh.
And had a gold necklace that, like, was just... Like, the only thing that was nice about it was that it was made of gold.
Right.
And, she was nice. She wore a lot of perfume.
Is there anything that says you have way more self-confidence than having your background picture be yourself?
Well, I mean, when you're sitting on your own brand new red Porsche, I think that just says, hey, I love my life.
Yes.
I think her name... name's Kathy. Kathy Turris.
Kathy Turris.
From Maple Ridge. Pitt Meadows.
Cool. Well, Kathy Turris, you want to phone in next week. I have a feeling that maybe Justin or Nick may not be able to phone in this week.
Kathy, we'd love to hear you.
Kathy, love to hear more about, you know, your MacBook. If you need tips on how to use your MacBook, we're also here to help out. We hope to have like a tech support worst section on our podcast, so we'll be sure to help you out.
Yeah, next week, tune in for Tech Corner featuring what has happened to Steve's Apple Watch and whether or not his streak will continue.
Yes. Is Steve's Apple Watch an available player on our Yahoo Fantasy? Because I would love to, you know, just be able to add it just to see, you know.
I feel like it would be a really good pickup considering that it's been getting a lot of action in the last couple of days.
A lot of chatter on, I think, you know, trending on Twitter or something.
Hashtag Steve's Apple Watch.
Hashtag Steve's Apple Watch. Dylan, this week you're kind of known in our chat group as the chart guy.
I think I'm known as a lot of things.
Yeah. When did your passion for stats and visualization really come into effect here?
Well, at the beginning of last season, I made it a goal of mine to visualize my win. And so what I really wanted to do was just kind of illustrate to everybody my rise from the bottom to the top, Drake. So I jumped into numbers. I did a couple of quick mathematical sketches in my head. I drew down some models. I have 4 or 5 individual tables to do all the calculations. One of the tables is just full of red exclamation marks. I actually don't know what that one's doing. It's just called table one, and at the top it just says we. Oh, sorry, no, those are weeks. I see that. Okay. Now it says week one, week two, week three. Okay. Yeah. I have no idea what this one is doing. In the formula it says largest is high. I don't know what that means either. But somehow it all comes together, and this year I decided to take it in a little bit of a different direction. You'll notice that every team has been color-coded with 2 colors.
Yeah.
If you pay close attention, those 2 colors are related to in some way.
Okay.
Which colors are yours? Also named Yolo Swag. Yeah, you're dark purple and pink.
Okay.
I don't remember what I was thinking when I made those your colors, but
I think they're probably the swaggiest colors of all. So
I think those are the most. Oh no, you're blue and purple, blue and red. Okay. I don't know, but the Beasts of New Haven, if you Google that team, they are green and purple. And if you look at Semen Stains, his is just a long gray line.
Classic stain.
Air Buddies is a nice golden hue.
Right. So, typically at the end of podcasts, people like to kind of plug their other ventures. Now, Dylan and I don't have a ton going on, so what's going on in our weeks coming up? I made a pretty sick spaghetti sauce today. I'm really excited to pack that for lunch tomorrow. Dylan, what do you got to plug?
I run an amazing Dungeons & Dragons campaign every Sunday night. Nobody is invited, but I just want you guys to know that I do that.
Okay. Well, but Dylan has friends.
They're the same people in the chat. It's just a different combination of the same people.
Right. Are you going to have... I look forward to the Pod Dungeons and Dragons chat.
Yeah, it's coming up next week. It's going to be a pod in the middle of next week's podcast.
Is there a way we can try and phone Greg right now?
He's working, but we can try. I don't know, like, I could put him on speakerphone.
Okay, let's try this out. Let's give Greg a quick call, see what he's up to. See if the commish wants to give us a message. Maybe we'll quiz him about this Rash not actually playing fantasy hockey.
It is. It is midnight.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday.
I don't think planes land, right? At midnight.
Planes don't land at midnight.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. I'm looking him up in my phone, and I can't find him under G because I just remembered that in my phone his name is Phil.
Oh.
No reference, just a name. I just realized that he's not going to be able to hear you because you're on my headphone.
It's okay. Just make sure you mention that there's a rash problem of people not playing fantasy hockey.
He's not going to answer. I feel really bad right now. I'm hanging up.
Okay. Well, we'll try again next week.
We'll try and do this Greg, at a more reasonable
Greg,
hour.
If you can phone in next week, we'd love to hear what you plan to do to address these non-playing fantasy players.
Yeah, you know, in the chat, if you don't chat for, I mean, if you do chat, I'll kick you. So I don't understand what the hesitation is to kick people out of the league.
Well, we'll find out more next week when we have our four guests on our podcast. So.
Well, before we leave, I think we've forgotten one part here, which is the ranking of the teams.
Yes.
So I think what we should do is a bottom three and a top three in terms of name. Well, my bottom everyone three, else is tied.
Yeah. I mean, we can all agree on the worst team. We'll just say it on three. Yeah. One, two, three. YOLO Swag Swahili.
YOLO Swag Swahili.
Yeah. For me, the second worst team name, I have to be, you know what, I'm not a fan of people who keep the same team name. Air Buddies, where are we going with that? You know, there's...
I mean, I understand that Air Buddies was an amazing film series, and it was regarded over and over and over as one of the best films of the early aughts and late 90s. Mm-hmm. But I mean, even when they made a new movie, they called it something different.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Get a VIP in there. Get a very important primate. Is that what that one was called?
Yes. Great reference.
Let's try some new sports animals.
Yeah.
Let's try some new sports animals.
Also, people with default avatars.
I mean, get out of here with that.
Like, you know, we'll have to talk to Greg about this one too. And my third least favorite team name, I do want to the bottom three teams also, Stephen's team.
Well, I think we found a correlation here.
We did find a correlation between, I think, the reason why these teams are so bad and they're not addressing their players is because they load up their Yahoo Fantasy app and they're just embarrassed to see their team name. And they just
and they close it.
I need to close this. Yeah.
They double click and quit the app.
You got it. What are your three favorite team names, Dylan?
Well, I feel like I honestly really like how that was clever. I think the avatar really together.
I do appreciate. Yeah, take a custom avatar any day.
I am suspect that Greg just typed in fantasy hockey names 2017 and found the first one on the list. He found on Reddit. I mean, we could dare to dream. Maybe he came up with it on his own.
Right.
I do appreciate Steven's name here. The defunct teams that he's been scrolling through for the past. Yeah. I don't even know how long. Like I told you guys, I don't know how he got into this fantasy hockey league. He showed up and he never went away.
Right.
He's like the chicken box.
Yeah.
And number three, I mean, I don't want to pick my own name. I think it's pretty socially on point with the news around the Canucks and ventures into social media.
My only concern with yours, and actually also Greg's team name, is that you don't have the namesakes on your team. Like, you know,
I've tried to trade for him. I don't think. Actually, you know what? I don't think I submitted that trade. I think I have it in my queue.
Yeah, Greg, there is a simple way to fix your team name. Henrique in Morty, you have Adam Henrique. So feel free to use that. Consider that a free tip from your friendly podcast host. So if you need help making an avatar, I hear Dylan's pretty good at making stuff. So he'll be more than happy to help you out.
Just give me a time and a place, and I'll give you a photoshopped picture. It'll usually be on a Monday morning or a Sunday night.
There you go. All right. Well, this has been your first podcast episode of the Fantasy Hockey Podcast. We'll come up with a more clever name.
Next week when we have our callers, we'll see what they think we should be called.
Exactly. As always, make sure you leave a rating and leave a comment or a review, I guess.
And subscribe.
Like and subscribe. And
follow us on Pinterest.
We're also on Angel Fire and Zanga.
We're on Zanga?
I think so. Isn't that a social media network? I think.
I thought Zanga was a company that made Farmville.
Okay. Well, we're also on that.
We're on Farmville.
Almost on Farmville and Clash of Clans.
Yeah, we planted onions last week.
And can't wait for them to really just blossom. All right. Well, well, Dylan, I'll see you next week. And cue the outro.
Insert outro music here.